WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Bryan man charged with Wednesday afternoon's kidnapping is now additionally charged with aggravated robbery. Bryan police say that 28-year-old Zachary Drake has been charged with Wednesday morning's robbery of Donald Donuts, as well as linked to a robbery at Antigables on South College in June. As university students begin to feel the effects of student loan interest rates that just doubled, Texas A&M is trying to do what it can to help out. Executive Director for Scholarships and Financial Aid, Delisa Falk, says staff at the university are working hard in updating the websites to make sure students understand that there's been an increase in the rates, but also that there are thinking strategies that can help them in the long run.
What we would tell students is always to think about your living arrangements and do you live in a dorm, do you live in an apartment, do you have one roommate, do you have three, you know, and keeping costs for their expenses for education lower if they can.
Falk says another key practice is for students to only borrow what they actually need so that they don't fall into the trap of having to pay anything extra. As the city of Bryan prepares to make an action plan for government-supplied funds, community comments are welcome through the last Friday of the month. Bryan Community Development Manager Elsie Bond says the comments and concerns help them to make sure that money will be spent in the best possible way for our area.
The plan itself basically outlines the requirements of the grant, which at least 70% of community development block grant funds have to go to serve low and moderate income households and families, and all of the home grants. So everything revolves around the eligibility of the people that we serve and the areas that we serve.
If you have a comment about fair housing, you can email or write to them at the addresses found on our website, WTAW.com. There's a new nonprofit organization aiming to get folks back involved with nature. Spokesman Chad Murphy says the whole focus of the Milliken Reserve is to build and promote healthy communities around nature through activities, aesthetics, and wildlife.
It's going to be roughly about 1,000 acres dedicated to that. So things that we're working on currently are mountain biking trails, disc golf courses, organic and natural gardens, and hike and bike trails, equestrian trails. And then we'll be developing pockets of residential components around that.
Murphy says guests will have access to the land through local like-minded organizations such as birdwatching, kayaking, and equestrian clubs. The rest of the 2,500 acres located between Milliken and College Station will be dedicated to conservation. At WTAW.com, you can find a link to more details. Folks in the smaller communities should be on the lookout for scammers posing as asphalt pavers. Local Better Business Bureau President Bill McGuire says these scammers are very friendly, and they seem like the kind of people you'd want to work with.
The guys that are behind it are called the Daly Brothers, and they'll have business cards, and they might show up to your property maybe 5:30, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and there might be five of them or so, and they've got this really nice-looking equipment. They'll have a little asphalt with them.
McGuire says don't fall for it, even if the business cards and brochures say they're recommended by the BBB. Call the BBB yourself. You can find the phone number at WTAW.com. And get golf ready through a new program being offered at Bryan's Municipal Golf Course. Jeff Blaugren with Marketing and Management says golf is a hard game and they want to remove the intimidation and give potential players confidence on the course.
Takes you right from square one, everything from, you know, what do you do when you go in the pro shop? I mean, what's it like? How do you register for a tee time? What do you wear? How do you act? It's not just the grip, stance, and swing. I mean, it's the whole experience of how do I feel comfortable in the golf course environment so that I don't stick out like a sore thumb.
Blaugren says the hour-long classes taught by PGA professionals will be Tuesdays and Thursdays for two consecutive weeks starting July 16th, but they'll also be offered in August. At WTAW.com, you can find more information. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 76 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Brad Beard of Intercon. Many of us have watched together as the Bryan-College Station area continues to grow and prosper. Part of that reason is your support of local businesses. We all depend on our neighbors from time to time. A healthy economy allows local businesses to create new jobs, and that means support from the services we expect from our cities. Your decision to stay here to do business means we continue to be the kind of place we want for raising our families. Bryan Broadcasting and Intercon remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Good morning, it's 6:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF.
High pressure, it takes control of the weather this week and warms our temperatures up. It won't be that terrible today, but we'll be uncomfortably warm by Wednesday. Partly to mostly sunny today, 90 to 95. An isolated storm may develop later today, turning partly cloudy overnight, 75. Some sun tomorrow, the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm, 95. Clearing tomorrow night, 75. Sunny Wednesday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. The Bombers and the Rangers win, which means the Astros lose, and the Houston Rockets get maybe their biggest addition ever. All coming up with sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
Ever.
I don't know. I'm thinking Akeem Olajuwon was pretty big.
That was a big get.
He was big enough where I knew who he was.
Yeah, he's a big get. Of course, for all those, they're the Ralph Sampsons of the world, too. So.
True.
Anyway, I've had enough of those. Of course, you know that the torrential rain that we got yesterday, right?
Yeah.
You know, nature sensed the humidity wasn't quite high enough. So, you know, let's go ahead and just drop these little hit-and-miss showers. At least it happened in College Station, so we could get that humidity back on
up there. It rained for about 30 minutes at the pool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, what the hell good does that do? The pool doesn't need water. It's not going
to
grow.
To keep all the kids out.
The pool's by the house, so I was happy about sitting there going, okay, just rain a little longer.
All right, make the concrete grow. anyhow, but there's a little bit of stuff down south of Brazos County, and it's marching this way, so we'll be very, very, very quiet and see if we can keep that from getting scared off. But would be nice, and I really like the idea of Rob deciding it'll be uncomfortably hot later this week.
Uncomfortable. It's on the front page of the paper.
Oh, is it? No. But Rob doesn't live here. I'm just saying. And, you know, I'm glad that he's going to decide what's uncomfortable for us.
But. Banner headline, hot weekend forecast.
Oh, well, this is news.
Top of the fold.
Okay. The good thing is the heat index is only like 2 degrees above what the actual temperature is. So I guess that's probably helpful from some standpoint. But nonetheless. Well, all right, we start off today with a crime wave. Three men caught trying to haul away a San Mateo, Florida man's 9-foot, 600-pound purple aluminum chicken. Well, I don't know. I guess the 8-foot one was already stolen, so they went for the 9. But, yeah, once again, 9-foot, 600-pound purple aluminum chicken. And I'm just going to say this is probably not a spur-of-the-moment thing. There's probably a level of premeditation involved here.
I don't know. It could be spur of the moment if they've had something to drink.
Well, I know, but it's 9 feet and 600 pounds, and you have to have the right truck.
Oh, did they succeed?
They did, to a point.
Hey, I'm not doing anything later. Let's go get the chicken.
Yeah. The men were charged with grand theft after surveillance footage showed their pickup truck leaving the scene with the 9-foot, 600-pound purple chicken, which makes me wonder, what was the allure? Was it the fact that it was 9 feet tall? Was it the fact that it was 600 pounds?
It's purple.
Fact that it was purple, or part that it was aluminum, or a chicken? I mean, there are any number of reasons. I would like to hear the questioning of that, you know?
Exactly why did you take the chicken, sir?
Maybe that'll be on True TV in a month or so.
Info.
Mason.
That was a chicken? I know that was a chicken. Oh, it was purple? The other one goes, it weighed 600. Yeah, I believe it weighed 600 pounds. Again, it took three of them to lift it.
I don't know, officer. The last night they heard, I heard, hey, y'all, watch this.
Yeah, I can do this all by myself.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets, AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has two ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan-College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
189th day of the year means we got 176 of them to go.
I thought you were leading with weather. 189 degrees
today. Yeah, that'd be nice today. Got a fingernail moon out there if you can see it. I mean, it's just a sliver. Today is Video Games Day, and we'll talk about that later this morning. It's Milk Chocolate with Almonds Day.
That's something I can celebrate.
That's the, which one is that? Is that the Mounds or the Almond Joy? I don't know which is which.
Almond Joy's got Nuts, Mounds, don't.
Oh, that's it. Oh, of course it does.
I have to sing the song.
Okay. All right, now up. All right, the gauntlet has been thrown down now, Kevin. Here we go.
Okay.
Today is Sports Cliche Week, the beginning of Sports Cliche Week.
Oh, so my goodness.
Well, I'll give her the best I can.
Well, again, and it's, well, you have to give 110%. Remember that.
Yes.
But I'm telling you today, it's Monday, so we've got all week, and possibly if we can work some of those in. That of course, obviously, it's best if you can get the athlete to actually say them, but nonetheless, just something to be
I'll
aware
do
of.
Some. Well, I, you know, of course, I can knock all that out in one shot. I'll just go get Bull Durham.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
then
gosh.
Do it. Yep. It's a National Farriers Week. You know what that is?
Farrier.
Yeah, it's that guy who does them shoes for horses. And it's a Nude Recreation Week. That's all.
Yeah. Hey, now.
Once again, might remind the neighbors that you were celebrating if you decided to do so.
And, right. And wear sunscreen.
Yeah, exactly. For birthdays.
Jaden Smith is 15. That's Will Smith's little boy who will never be poor ever.
Yeah.
Beck is 43. Michael Weatherly is 45.
Oh, that's an NCIS dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Billy Crudup is 45. He was in Almost Famous and The Watchmen.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Chong, Tommy Chong's son.
Oh.
46. Right? I had never heard of him.
Yeah, I didn't either.
And he's in your favorite movie.
Oh, is he?
He played Tank in The Matrix.
I know. Well, oh. Of course. No wonder. I might have left before he came on screen.
More than likely. Joan Osborne is 51. Toby Keith, 52. Kevin Bacon, 55 years old. Angelica Houston, 62.
Mm-hmm.
The great Jeffrey Tambor.
Oh, you're so right. Hey, now.
Hey, now.
Oh, yeah.
He is 69. Janice Pennington is 71. She was one of the girls on The Price is Right.
Oh,
one of Barker's beauties.
Oh, sure.
And Steve Lawrence, 78 years old.
Okay. Rafi, you know, the little kid singer dude, you know, he plays songs for little kids. I know, it's a long time ago, really. Back when kids would actually listen to CDs, you know, music, didn't have to have video to go along
with it. What is this CD
you're at, Rafi.
I still have CDs.
Yeah, Rafi is 65 years old today for him. All right, there you go, it's 6:18.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, are you ready for your government outrage? The number of Americans collecting Social Security disability has now reached unprecedented record levels. We now have 10,978,040 Americans now receiving disability benefits. There are more Americans collecting disability today than there are people living in Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, New Jersey, or Virginia, according to the latest Census Bureau population estimates. In December of 1968, there were 51 full-time workers for each worker collecting disability. Today, 13. If this trend continues, we cannot survive.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Diane Carradu. I'm a senior Medicare Patrol volunteer. Our program, sponsored by Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, helps seniors learn to protect themselves from Medicare frauds and scams. For instance, if you're a Medicare beneficiary and you're approached with an offer of free medical equipment or services, watch out. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Call 1-800-MEDICARE to report it. And go to stopmedicarefraud.gov to find lots of useful tips and important information about new fraud-fighting tools that Medicare now has, thanks to the healthcare law. New resources to help law enforcement crack down on criminals and return taxpayer dollars to the Medicare trust funds. And how you can get involved in the fight against fraud. Go to stopmedicarefraud.gov and help make Medicare stronger for all of us. A message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Norma G. Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G. Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G. Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norma G. Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norma G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G., Texas. Visit normagtractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G. Tractor.
Companies are adding office space. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Employers are cautiously adding more space, and that's helping the office market. Real estate researchers at Reese say the amount of occupied office space nationwide increased by more than 7 million square feet from April through June. That's the best quarterly pickup since the economy started slowing in 2007, though still not as strong as during a more typical recovery. The first president of Target Stores has died. Douglas Dayton oversaw the transformation of his family's downtown Minneapolis department store into the giant retailer that Target is today. He was 88 years old. Stocks rallied on Friday after the Labor Department reported job growth was stronger than expected last month. Futures are higher this morning. Dell shares may see some action today. Late Friday, activist investor Carl Icahn accused Dell's special committee of using scare tactics and recommending that investors accept Michael Dell's bid to go private. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
La, 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 la. When marketing rep Bob Clasby stays at La Quinta Inns and Suites, he's greeted by a fun, friendly staff.
Hey, Bob.
Welcome back, Bob.
Love the haircut, Bob.
Now that's friendly. And when Bob brings those positive vibes to work the next day, you know what happens?
And that's my presentation. Thoughts?
Ooh.
Comments?
Ah.
Feedback?
Ooh.
He's got the room ooing and aahing. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.
The Hispanic Forum of Bryan College Station proudly presents their 15th Annual Scholarship Gala, Saturday, July 13th at the Brazos Center in Bryan, featuring Jay Perez. Jay Perez. Jay Perez, with special guests Ruben Ramos and the Mexican Revolution. Tickets for this event are on sale at Manuel and Teresa's School of Hair Design, Casa Rodriguez, VIP Bridal, Rodriguez and Jambert Law Firm, Al's Formal Wear. I never met a girl like you. Jay Perez, with special guests Ruben Ramos and the Mexican Revolution. All proceeds benefit graduating seniors of Bryan College Station. Make plans to attend this year's Scholarship Gala, brought to you by the Hispanic Forum of Bryan College Station, Saturday, July 13th at the Brazos Center.
Bryan's premier senior retirement community, Watercrest at Bryan, has several apartments available for seniors ready to live a luxurious lifestyle at an affordable price. Located in the prestigious Park Hudson neighborhood, they offer spacious month-to-month rental apartments on their campus with amenities and activities suited for Bryan's active seniors. If you're ready to live an active, independent lifestyle with care options available for future needs, call the Watercrest at Bryan right now at 979-703-7088. That's 979-703-7088 to schedule a tour.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or cracked glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929. Serving businesses for 33 years.
625, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. 96 or so, and this will be the cool day for the week. And we do have a 30% chance of rain. Again, some of it popped up yesterday, and there's some just south of us right now, so we'll see if that happens to develop. 75 for a low temperature tonight. We'll keep that going, but we're going to be back up to 100 before the end of the week. Right now, the winds are out of the southeast at 6, 88% relative humidity. Heat index is 78, and we've got 77 degrees.
It's the most fun.
Make summer's best memories at Schlitterbahn Water Park. Experience endless rivers, thrilling water slides, surfing waves, and uphill water coasters. Plus, splash with the little ones in specially designed play pools. Family-owned and operated, Schlitterbahn Water Park lets you bring a picnic and park for free. Buy your tickets today at Schlitterbahn.com.
We're going to Schlitterbahn.
How do you start a conversation with a stranger at a party when you don't know what to say? Well, there's actually an easy technique. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of their newest gold guide at 800-466-4994. That's 800-466-4994. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free gold guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free gold guide today at 800-466-4994. That's 800-466-4994. American Bullion. 800-466-4994.
Ever feel shy or uncomfortable at a party or an event when you're surrounded by strangers?
Statistically, 95% of the people in the United States of America do not know how to go over to someone they don't know and then begin a conversation.
Marvin Brown, author of the book, How to Meet and Talk to Anyone, Anywhere, Anytime.
And consequently, they get feelings of shyness. It doesn't mean that they're shy, but they get feelings of shyness. And it's been proven time and time again, when people learn what to say, all of a sudden those feelings of shyness disappear and they approach people they don't know.
So, the question is, what do you say when you're surrounded by strangers?
Use the environment around you and find an environmental prop. I've been at parties. I go to the hors d'oeuvre table. It's the best place to meet people because there you have the situational props. Hey, do you know what's in that dish? It looks good. Oh, I guess there goes my diet. Everything looks terrific, and people will talk back to you.
And when you do get up the nerve to start that conversation with a stranger,
you have to understand that you're doing that person next to you a big favor, whether it's at a cocktail party, a wedding, an engagement, because they really would like to be able to talk to people. They just don't know how to start. And if you use the situational opener, it's as easy as pie.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the Musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News time is 6:30. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, with the highest level trauma center in the region. We're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Bryan man in jail for last Wednesday's kidnapping is now also charged with multiple counts of armed robbery. Bryan police say 28-year-old Zachary Drake is charged with the robbery of Donald Donuts that happened the same day as the kidnapping, as well as a robbery in June at Antiquables on South College. The local Better Business Bureau says to watch out for con men claiming they'll pave your road. President Bill McGuire says it happens every year from April through October, and last September, a couple in Lyons lost about $4,000. He says even if the BBB logo is on a business card or brochure, be careful.
If somebody does that with you and you get that BBB logo, stop what you're doing, call us, or just go to your computer and check and see if they're really with BBB. Sometimes people advertise falsely that they are with us. That's what these guys are doing.
McGuire says they are friendly, look professional, and use clean new machines, but they're just very good con men. Student loan interest rates are doubling, but staff at A&M say there are certain practices that students can do to try to mitigate the cost of college. Executive Director for Scholarships and Financial Aid, Delisa Fox, says it's especially beneficial to count the costs ahead of time and really consider what would be spent on living arrangements and supplies. She also advises that students keep loans specific to school costs.
The less you borrow, the less, obviously, you have to repay once you're out of school. So you want to keep those things in mind as you're looking at student loans and whether you will or you will not have to take out a student loan. And if you do, how much do you really need and only borrow that amount?
Falk says that although overall this means that students will end up paying more for student loans, she doesn't think it will deter interested students from going to college. If you're active in a nonprofit that usually benefits from government-funded grants provided through Bryan, now's the time to speak up. Community Development Manager Elsie Bond says citizens can ask how to access programs and express what they like or don't like that's being done in the neighborhoods.
Their statement's going to go in the action plan, and HUD will see that. Ultimately, it is City Council's decision on the approval of the plan followed by HUD. But all the comments that people make, whether they're a citizen, a partner of us, anybody, all the comments go in the action plan.
Bond says the grants are geared to serve special needs populations such as the elderly and low and moderate income families, with a special emphasis on housing. At WTAW.com, you can find her contact information. At Bryan Municipal Golf Course, the motto is for you to discover the game and love it for life. Marketing and management professional Jeff Blaugren says more than just grip, stance, and swing, they'll acclimate players to the whole atmosphere and etiquette.
You don't have to have equipment. You don't have to spend any money. One of the other criticisms of golf is its expense. This is an opportunity to come out and test golf. We'll provide the gear. We'll provide the opportunity to experience it. And if you say, just what I thought, I didn't like it. Or you might say, wow, why didn't I do this sooner?
Class sizes are no more than 6 students to 1 PGA professional, and Blaugren says you're ready to play after 4 lessons on back-to-back Tuesdays and Thursdays starting July 16th. For dates and registration details, visit WTAW.com. If you're involved in an organization that uses nature and the outdoors, a new nonprofit called Milliken Reserve wants to get to know you. Spokesman Chad Murphy says their goal is to get local groups enjoying the 2,500-acre property and experiencing nature through hike and bike trails, gardens, and activities.
We're reaching out and trying to partner with various organizations within the community. For example, Brazos Valley Mountain Bike Association and the Disc Golf Association and Brazos Valley Equestrian Riders, and really see how we can integrate all of those within this 1,000 acres.
Murphy says the other 1,500 acres are dedicated to conservation, with some areas housing communities. He says the reserve also has a large agricultural and natural gardening component. WTAW News time is 6:35. It's 75 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
He's caring, he's patient, he's understanding, and he goes above and beyond the call of duty. Thank you, Dr. Gale.
He's extremely attentive to both expectant mothers and patients with gynecological problems. His professionalism and dedication to the patient cannot be understated. Thanks, Dr. Gale.
I'm Dr. Justin Gale with College Station Advanced OBGYN. I'd like to thank our patients for their kind comments and for trusting us for advanced, high-quality health care for women. We are dedicated to making your medical experience personalized, pleasant, and memorable during every stage of your life. It's what we do.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200. Official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Now is a great time to buy a home. At Cornerstone, we can help whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to refinance or buy your next dream home. Rates are low, and Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit us at 307 Arguello Drive. Cornerstone Home Lending, making a positive contribution to your life and celebrating 25 years of service. NMLS 208153, branch NMLS 280999.
Good morning. It's 6:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
Temperatures this week look to be warming up, and it should be quite warm by the time we get to Wednesday. Partly to mostly sunny for today, the chance for an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. Highs today about 90 to 95. For tonight, skies will have tendency to clear, lows overnight near 75. Partly sunny tomorrow, maybe an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, highs near 95. Sunshine Wednesday, hot with highs between 95 and 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
When you look at the two walks in the first definitely hurt, followed by the three-run homer, but it's the walks that turns it into a three-run homer.
And the three-run homer will get you every time, and it did for the Astros as they took on the Rangers this weekend. We'll get you caught up there. Also, the Bombers keep on winning, and Dwight Howard coming to Texas. All that more with sports. We'll hit it for you here at about 6:50.
Oh, did you see what Shaq said?
No.
Oh, man.
Did he say, congratulations, RG3, on your marriage?
No, did he get married? Well, good for
he
him.
He did go over the weekend. He got married.
Oh, good. Yeah. Now, Shaq, who, again, is from San Antonio, went to San Antonio Cole. And you'd think he'd say something nice about Texas, but he didn't. Shaq said that Houston was a safe move. Speaking at the Daytona International Speedway on Saturday, his former colleague, he said, it was expected. We've all been in L.A., and not a whole lot of people can handle being under the bright lights. Everybody wants to do it, but when you get there, there's certain pressures. I think it was a safe move for him to go to a little town like Houston. That's right, little town, I said it. That's what he did. I'm just saying.
Fourth largest city in the country. Yeah, that little old place,
Yeah.
It's an example of urban sprawl on Wikipedia.
Man, I'm just telling you. So there you go. Shaq just laying it out for us. All right, everybody's going to watch today because Richard Perry from Paint Creek, Texas.
Governor Goodhair.
That's the one. He's been governor for 127 years, and he's going to make some sort of an announcement today. It's a major announcement. It's an exciting announcement. Could mark the beginning of a new chapter of Texas politics. It's kind of like Amway. When the top guy goes away, everybody moves up a notch. You know what I'm saying?
That's one hell of an analogy.
Hell it is.
No, we can complain about him, but at least his last name isn't Wiener.
Well, that's true. Yeah. So anyway, he has invited supporters to join him and his family at this special event in San Antonio, at which he will unveil his exciting future plans, as opposed to exciting past plans or less than exciting future plans. These will be exciting future plans. He's been quiet about it, but pretty much he's expected to not seek that unprecedented fourth term as governor, and that means that Greg Abbott pretty much would succeed him. So we'll see what happens.
Any fly in the ointment there that you can see?
Nah, I really can't. Believe that probably what he's going to do is he'll join a think tank that's based somewhere in Texas, probably San Antonio, and that way he can, and it'll, you know, I don't know what the name of it is, but he'll do that, and that way he can continue to raise funds and decide if he wants to
be el presidente,
something like that. So we'll see. But again, that moves all sorts of people in the pecking order, and you know, we'll see what happens. George W. Bush was on TV yesterday.
He was
speaking, as a matter of fact, and he was on ABC This Week. And the former president says that President Obama has acted through his counterterrorism policies in the way that Obama believes is best to protect the country. The president's words, quote, "I think the president got into the Oval Office and realized the dangers to the United States, and he acted in a way that he thinks is necessary to protect the country. Protecting the country is the most important job of the presidency," end quote. No, making jobs is the most important thing. Didn't you know that? We're supposed to make jobs. That's what politicians should do, is make jobs. So, we'll see. All right, let's see what else.
Do I detect a hint of sarcasm?
Well, I'm just saying, they think they're supposed to make jobs for us. I thought we were supposed to go out and find jobs, but apparently they spread them around like, little breadcrumbs for Hansel and Gretel, and everybody
oh
follows them.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, what? Isn't that what they did? That's the story as I remember it. Anyway, is immigration reform going to pass or not? I mean, now the new point guy for this is a guy named Raul Labrador. It has been for a while, really. He's a congressman, a GOP congressman from Indiana. He doesn't sound too optimistic, but see, here's the deal. Right now, they're thinking, okay, if you want to play politics with this, Obama says, well, you know, I tried to get this immigration reform through, but it was those Republicans in the House who kept it from getting in there. And so let's blame the Republicans when it comes time for the next elections. So playing politics with the immigration thing. Now, the deal is, I don't know what the Republicans could do to get more Hispanics to vote for him anyway. I mean, quite honestly, the citizenship thing is important to him. But, you know, even if the Republicans get a chance to hang that citizenship notch on their belt, saying that they're the ones who brought it in, I don't know that that's going to make a whole bunch of Hispanics vote Republican. I think the ones that are voting Republican now already are, and, you know, there's not going to be anything that can change that. But we'll see. The deal is, though, what they're going to try to do is force Boehner to have the vote. And they may do it in a last-minute deal like they did with the fiscal cliff. And so we'll see. But it's all about politics.
Sure it is.
And I don't know. I think my parents told me this when I was growing up. Haven't they always told us you can't buy friends? You know, they're either going to be
except
your friends
for Barbie.
Or not.
You can in politics.
Well, that's right, Barbie. You could buy Barbie.
Buy Barbie's friends.
According to a pretty pointed Inspector General report issued in May, the State Department spent $630,000 on advertisements and improvements to increase the popularity of the agency's Facebook page. Facebook page.
I didn't even know there was a Facebook page.
They spent $630,000 for the Facebook page. Plenty wrong with it, but most problematic, according to the report, is the time and money could have been better spent. The types of fans the State Department is looking for are older, more influential, and, of course, less likely to be doing the social site. Right, exactly. Somehow, some way, they maybe could have done a little bit of advanced research there to see if they could come up with that. In the meantime, Statue of Liberty. Been closed since Hurricane Sandy opened up on the 4th of July, so that was pretty cool. That was, you know, not bad.
Sure.
So now you were out at the Bushatorium.
Yes, I was.
Yeah. They popped some fireworks out there.
They did. Big crowd.
Yeah.
Big crowd. And the weather, so comparatively speaking, the weather was so nice.
Yeah. And how many hot dogs did you? Oh, no, that was another thing. Yeah, no.
I had a sausage.
Did you?
Yes, sir.
Just one?
Just one.
Oh, all right. Well, that's, you know, good for you for doing that. Yeah, we stayed up until midnight with the dogs because, you know, they wanted to hear the fireworks. our neighbors down the road decided they wanted to pop fireworks until midnight, which they can do. It's fine, you know.
Can they? I thought you were in the city.
No, I'm not. I'm not in the city. But anyway, so as a result, got to listen to that. Didn't go out and see them. I didn't think I needed to, but nonetheless. And then watch some on TV. You know, that was fairly
So you won't easy. Go see them live, but you'll watch fireworks
well, there
on
are,
TV.
Well, you know, there aren't any skeeters that way. It's air conditioned and there aren't skeeters. And again, we didn't have to worry about the air conditioning. I don't know how the skeeter count was out there.
Not too bad.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that and glad it was a good crowd. That's for sure. All right, 6:45.
John Deere Z-Track zero-turn mowers are the ultimate mowing machines. And at Sioux Falls Prater, they come with the ultimate in financing, too. For a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a John Deere Z-Track 915B zero-turn mower. That's 5 years of fast, easy mowing with an offer that can't be beat. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere that's right for you or see us online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can't afford.
Offer in 73113, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, I have trouble understanding why people want to shop for insurance like it is a product you pick off of a shelf. Insurance is not a cookie-cutter product that one size or flavor fits all. Coverage should be designed and tailored to each individual's needs and circumstances. Buying insurance is a very serious matter because it protects what you have worked hard for. It has been our experience at W.E. Gibson that we can meet or beat most of the quotes that you can get online. And we offer the added value of being able to talk to a real person who has the experience to guide you through the complicated maze of insurance coverages and terms. And besides, we are right here in College Station at Longmire and Deacon. Who knows where those other guys are? Give me a call today at 694-1555, or better yet, stop by our new College Station office at the corner of Longmire and Deacon.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Summers are always brutal to our landscapes, our gardens, and to the gardeners who tend them. Well, how do you survive the summer? I'm going to have some important details. I'll be back with them right after this message. Some would have described that famous southern vine kudzu as being indestructible, but that was until now. Now there's a way to eliminate kudzu and other undesirable plants thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its powerful formula is specifically designed to penetrate and kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy and others, roots and all. The concentrate product even kills stumps. Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus comes in a 32-ounce concentrator and 1 gallon ready-to-use bottle. You'll see wilting and yellowing in 1 to 6 weeks. For best results, apply it when the weeds are growing actively. Use some type of shield like a sheet of cardboard or a plastic drop cloth to protect desirable plants from accidental contact with the product. Apply it when the wind is calm and keep people and pets out of treated areas until the spray has dried. Do not apply it to or around fruits or vegetables used for food. Read and follow label directions. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Horticulturists have repeated the words water deeply so often that we mumble them in our sleep during the summertime. It's especially critical with new plants that were set out within the last couple of years. Their roots are still primarily in their original soil balls, and water needs to be delivered directly to them, not by a sprinkler, but by the hose filling a basin surrounding each plant. If the plants were healthy when you bought them, there's a little chance, not much, that the fault is with the nursery that supplied those plants. They've probably gotten too dry at least one time. It happens every summer. Water to save them if it's too late. It's probably better to accept the loss and plan on fall replacements. We've all been down that familiar path. I know I have. Even established trees and shrubs will show stress during the summertime, and again, you want to water deeply. Fast-growing trees seem especially prone to it, so you need to be very careful, and you'll see them dropping a lot of leaves, especially large-leaf trees. They'll drop their leaves starting in midsummer, and it'll progress all the way until autumn. Your best solution in watering established trees and large shrubs is by laying soaker hoses around them out near the drip lines, the outer reaches of their foliar canopies. Let the hoses trickle slowly and soak the soil deeply. Move them by a couple of feet every few hours until the ground has been moistened to 6 or 12 inches.
Smaller shrubs and ground covers are probably more easily and uniformly watered with sprinklers. If you're using a hose-end sprinkler, adjust it to water a small space and then let it run slowly for several hours. You'll use less water, and the small plants that need it the most will be getting it. Relative to lawn grasses, in summertime, your goal may be just to keep the grass alive if you have a prolonged drought. If you're in a normal summertime in Texas, whatever that might be, you want to keep the lawn looking good, but don't feel like you have to look like a golf green for the PGA Tour. It doesn't have to be like that. St. Augustine is especially vulnerable to drought. That's one that doesn't come back very well if you let it get too dry. Bermuda and, of course, buffalo grass will bounce back. Common Bermuda may be the most drought-tolerant, durable grass we have. It trumps buffalo grass. It will crowd out buffalo grass in a home lawn, so it's really your default if drought is an issue ongoing in your area. Annual color in the summer is probably the first thing I would sacrifice because it can always be replaced. The permanent things are the ones you want to protect. And finally, what do you do with roses in the summer? Well, sure, they look bad. And sometime in early August, you want to trim them back by about one-third, each cut right above a bud that faces out from the center of the plant. You'll get nice fall blooms. Bed edgings for the ages in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:51. The Brazos Valley Bombers started the game off early by creating three runs apiece in the first and second innings and never looked back, completing the sweep of the Victoria Generals with a 13-7 win, running the Bombers' record to an almost gaudy 29-5. Brazos Valley Bombers will send 11 players to this year's Texas Collegiate League All-Star Game, which is set for 7:05 tomorrow night at Drillers Park in Kilgore. And the Bombers coach Kurt Dixon and his staff will manage that All-Star game.
Swinging a long drive, right center field. Martinez going back. He's on the track. He's at the wall. That ball is history. A three-run Jimmy Jack for A.J. Przinski. It's 3-0 Rangers in the first.
Przinski's three-run dinger. Nelson Cruz added a tie-breaking single in the fifth, and the Rangers beat the Stros 5-4. And here's the Astros manager, Bo Porter.
When you look at the two walks in the first definitely hurt. Followed by the three-run homer, but it's the walks that turns it into a three-run homer.
Five Texas relievers, including right-handed Joaquim Soria, in his first appearance in nearly 2 years, pitched a scoreless inning apiece after rookie starter Justin Grimm couldn't get out of the fifth. Here's A.J. Brzezinski on getting Soria back.
They had good life on him. They had good finish on him. You know, he looked comfortable out there, which was the main thing. I mean, he looked like he hadn't missed a day. I mean, it was amazing how comfortable and how in rhythm and how, you know, most guys haven't pitched in over a year. A little nervous, a little fidgety out there. He just was like, ho-hum, this is like another spring training game. And, he went out and did what he does.
Since we're talking baseball, a quick nod and congratulations to the College Station Major boys. They're headed off to the sectional playoffs after winning the playoffs this weekend. In the NBA, Dwight Howard's addition to the Rockets, according to Coach Kevin McHale's plan anyway, the Rockets will be competing for championships well before the NBA's top center has a chance to hit free agency again. Friday, Howard agreed to a four-year, $88 million contract with the Rockets that includes an option to become a free agent after just three seasons. This won't officially go into effect until the 10th, which is the first period of the first day of official signing.
He's got a fourth championship point here at Wimbledon. Into a service action he goes. He goes out wide. Oh, what a return from Djokovic right on the baseline. He's won it! Andy Murray is Wimbledon champion!
Andy Murray became the first British male champion since Fred Perry in 1936 to win the men's title at Wimbledon. There is, however, a little asterisk in there in that he's not from England. He's actually Scottish.
It's hard to put into words, really. I'm still in a bit of shock, to be honest, that last game. It took a lot out of me, really, mentally. I don't really know what to say. Normally, I can speak okay after matches, but yeah, today's going to be a struggle. I just can't believe I managed to do it. I worked extremely hard for this, and after last year, to come back from that was extremely tough, so I'm proud that I managed to do that, and that last game was very, very challenging mentally, probably the hardest few points I've ever had to play in my life.
Murray beat top seed and defending champ Novak Djokovic 6-4, 7-5, 6-4 to add this year's Wimbledon title to his U.S. Open crown from 2012. In NASCAR action, Jimmy Johnson is the first driver in 31 years to sweep both the Daytona races. The Daytona 500 winner became the first driver since Bobby Allison in 1982 and the fifth overall to win both the Daytona 500 and the Coke Zero 400 in the same season at the Daytona International Speedway. And finally, Marcelo Servais and Hector Jimenez scored second-half goals, and the Los Angeles Galaxy beat FC Dallas 2-0 on Sunday. And that's been a look at your sports. It's brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs, in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets. AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has two ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
Hey, gang, unlike most folks this weekend, we had a little bit of rain out at the pool. Did I stress? Well, heck no, because I've got Suddenlink with free access to Suddenlink To Go, live local customer service to keep you online all the time, including at the pool, because you can take it with you. Get Suddenlink's 30-day money-back guarantee. It's the We Promise guarantee. Plus, with Suddenlink's whole home, it's ready to connect your family and home like never before. TiVo Anyroom DVR, TiVo Stream, free HD, Wi-Fi at home, unlimited U.S. long distance, Suddenlink safeguards, and so much more, like the ability to take it with you to the pool. And right now, you can get the hookup, a true bundle that satellite can't do. Switch now to Suddenlink and bundle and save. Switch to the Suddenlink bundle, the SL200 HD TV, 15.0 high-speed internet, and home phone for only $69 a month. Suddenlink's best product lineup ever. Switch now and call 1-800-915-1866. Or visit suddenlink.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like First Victoria Bank, Sully's Sports Grill and Bar, and the Sleep Station. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's a couple of minutes, Jill. So, I think the British don't like the Scottish very much. I mean, believe that's the case. But ask, all of a
just
sudden...
just ask Sean Connery.
Right. But all of a sudden, they embrace him now.
Oh, sure.
Right? Yeah. He's one of them.
He's part of the Commonwealth.
He's part of us.
Yes.
We have Twinkie news in the next half hour.
Woohoo!
We have a discussion about American cars that aren't.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Uh-huh. We're gonna figure out what the baby's name's gonna be, the little British baby name, you know, for
The new baby.
Yeah, that's it. Let's see what else we got. Oh, and then also we have Downton Abbey, you know, from across the pond.